Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
You're listening to Intercourse Interviews.
Hi, everybody. Thank you for joining me again today. It's your girl, Goody, and it is Intercourse Interviews. And today I have a very special guest.
Hello. Hi, everybody.
This is number one. Number one is number one in a very literal sense of this is the man I lost my virginity to.
That would be me. Wow.
Hello, number one.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good.
Thank you for joining us today.
No problem. Experiment with the grain and,
I mean, he has a dish full of weed. A blunt in his hand.
It's a celebration.
A hookah, which is also green, full of weed. And a cup full of alcohol. So, it's like a turn up.
It's going to be an interesting conversation.
Okay. How did we meet? Do you remember?
We lived around the corner from each other. I was friends with your brother.
My older brother, yes. Right.
He was his weird little sister.
And I was not weird.
Oh, you was weird. So.
How so was I weird?
He was like one of them artsy kids. Like you had black pink, fat fingernail polish. You just experimental with stuff and clothes. It was just weird. It wasn't normal back then. So I found it intriguing. So I'd say around the time I turned 15, he was around 15-ish. Starting to develop and shit. So I'm like, what's up? Always knew who you was, but I never seen you like a woman until like around 13. So
I still wasn't a woman. I was 13.
Well, 15-year-old, close enough.
I was 13. You were 15. We grew up in the same neighborhood. How did we even come together in that sense of like, I'm your 13-year-old girlfriend and you my 15-year-old boyfriend? Like, I don't remember how that happened.
So I would say conversation. It was summertime, so we didn't have school.
Right.
We played around the corner a lot, down the street, playing basketball with the other boys. You would come outside and have your fashion on, and I ask you questions and see what's up with you. Eventually, you took a liking, and we started talking about just life and just different stuff. And we started liking each other, and it went from there.
So this was the beginning of the summer of, what year was this?
I believe it was 2002? Two.
Ooh, that just sounds so long.
Yeah.
Saying it.
2002.
Ooh, okay, so it was 2002. So that was the beginning of the summer, so like the end of May, middle of May.
End of May, beginning of June.
Okay.
Going into July is when we really started liking each other. It was, I come around there just to see you. Like, I wouldn't come around there to play no basketball.
Or to see my brother.
Yeah,
none of that.
Come see you. And when you came around the corner, I'd tell you to come see me. We'd sit outside, we'd talk, and you would tell me some of your poetry, and we'd just talk and laugh about stupid shit.
Really? I was sharing my poetry with you?
Man, we was a lot closer than you think.
I do not remember that.
I remember a lot of shit. So, it's one day in particular. We was sitting in my mother's car listening to music because it was raining. And I used to sit in my mother's car and just listen to music. So, we was sitting there, and we was listening to Aaliyah. And I never heard this song up until this day. And you knew it. And you started singing. And we was in the backseat. He was just humming it. And I was like, just watching you just sing. And I think that's when we had our first kiss. Like,
what was the song?
I Care For You. And that's the only reason I still know the song to this day.
I do not remember this experience at all.
I do. So, that's why we're here.
All right, so then that was the beginning of July, and then fast forward, I don't know.
Okay, so we still kicking and we still cool.
Everybody in the neighborhood know we boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah, and we spending a lot of time with each other. somebody get curious about their virginity. So, I tell you, like, man, I ain't no virgin, but if it's something you want to do, I'm with it. But that ain't nothing that I'm really interested in because that's your virginity.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, well, I mean, if I want to do it, I want to do it. And I was like, when you ready, we'll do it. So, my mom was out of town. And I had, like, my friends over. And everybody was over. And it was weird because you came over. And on this particular day, you wanted to lose your virginity. So
I don't think I woke up that morning.
It ain't
like,
that you woke up and wanted to lose it per se. It's just the way me and you interact. It was the day you was like, look, this shit's coming off today. And it was like, you sure? And I'm like, he was like, yeah. So we was in my room. Everybody else was upstairs.
No. That is not how I remember it, but I'm going to let you tell the story, but that is not how I remember
so,
it.
See, now your memory getting jogged, so we can go on with it. So, everybody else upstairs, me and you downstairs, we interact. It hurt. Like, you say it hurt. Like, this shit hurt. So, we had to stop. Like, we didn't finish. We started, but we stopped. It hurt it. He was like, I need to go. So the first time me and you had sex was the first time I called blue balls because you had to leave. And like everybody else was like, what happened? I'm like, man, I was laying on the couch in pain, but I couldn't say nothing because it's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, like I got my shit. I didn't. What? Everybody spit it out, man. Like, I'm like, was like, it hurt.
So I wish y'all could see my face right now.
I know. So, it's like...
Because this is, I feel like, a complete opposite. But continue.
You probably don't. You have left, and that's how you lost your virginity. That wasn't our last encounter, but that's exactly how you lost your virginity. I remember.
Okay. Rewind. That is not my recollection at all. I didn't wake up like, oh, I'm ready to lose my virginity today. Or I came over to your house in the middle of the summer like, oh, I'm going to fuck number one today. I'm like, no, none of that happened. It was just more so a regular day in the neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? Where you stayed out on the block was like a row of houses where like a lot of kids stay. So it was right. Just like everybody was over there. It was right. Just like a lot of things was happening. But then like, again, everyone knew that we was boyfriend and girlfriend.
Right. No denying.
So it was like, okay, we're going to go downstairs because your room was your whole basement of your house.
Right.
Right. So everybody was upstairs, but nobody really, I don't feel like, thought anything of it. Because I feel like everybody probably already thought that we was fucking.
Right.
So, we go downstairs. We put on Kings of Comedy. Ooh, to date this even more. Kings of Comedy. Because Kings of Comedy was new around that time. It was like new to VHS. Okay. So, we downstairs. I guess we was like making out or whatever.
You guess.
I mean, like, we was in the bed, we was watching TV, we was kissing, you was you fingering me? I feel know. Like maybe you was.
I don't know. That's one part I do not remember.
I don't really remember. I just remember it was like, we was making really out, intense. Maybe you was fingering me, whatever. We was laying there, and I feel like you was like, you ready, or like, you sure? And I was like, yeah, I'm ready, blah, blah, blah. But I still had my panties on. Like, they never came off.
Right.
You put a condom on. Our sex was safe. And you pull my panties to the side. And I don't know if it hurt because I thought it was supposed to hurt or if it hurt because it actually hurt. Like, I don't remember being in any real physical pain. I just remember thinking, like, oh, my God, I'm losing my virginity right now. Like, this is a lot happening. Cedric the Entertainer is in the fucking background. Like, it's just a lot going on. My panties are still on. Like, whatever. And we didn't finish. Like, how long did that even last? Like, 5 minutes, if that?
Give or take.
Like, it was not long at all. And I don't know why we stopped. Like, I just remember saying, like, okay, this is enough. Or, I don't know really why we stopped.
I don't either.
I mean, that'd be a question.
I would ask you on your own show. Why did we stop?
I don't remember. Like, did I just say stop because just to stop? Or was I not enjoying it? I don't remember. Like, this was a very long time ago.
I can say as a 15-year-old boy, it was good, but I knew you was uncomfortable. So when you did say stop, it wasn't like, what are you doing? It's like, okay. Now, what I didn't expect afterwards was me catching blue balls because I've never had them before. I'm only 15. So.
Okay. But I also feel like you did the most with that.
Nah. Like, I was aroused. Like, I was sexually active, but I wasn't sexually active. Like, I knew what it was enough to know what it felt like, but I wasn't getting it enough to say, hey, I'm not that aroused. So it's like a casual thing now as an adult versus young and horny. And look at you. I mean, pretty intense. It had to be an intense day for us to be like, hey, we about to fuck. We young. It's hot. We in the basement. Like, on this particular day, we thinking about fucking. So it's like, to think back on this is crazy. Like,
because it was so long.
Yeah.
It was so long ago.
It was teenager.
I mean, I was barely a teenager. Barely. Well, I was about to turn 14 like 2 weeks from then. But anyway, I stopped the sex, whatever was happening. And then I got up to leave, whatever the case may be. Because I remember like walking upstairs and like nobody even like acknowledged that we was gone from like the group of people.
They didn't care.
Nobody, right. It was just like, all right. I was like, well, I'm about to go home. And I just remember I gave you a hug and a kiss and I like started walking home. And I just remember feeling like everybody in the world knew I wasn't a virgin anymore. Like walking down the street, like the cars that was driving past me, I was like, they know I'm not a virgin. Like they just know. And I was like had a severe like internal turmoil over losing my virginity, even though like all of my friends wasn't virgins anymore, everybody was fucking. Like, I just remember being like, "Oh my god!"
One of the things you expressed to me before we did it was that was a really big deal to you, so that's why I wasn't really pressing the issue. Like, I mean, you're a cool chick, so it wasn't like I just liked you because I wanted to just do it to you. I actually liked you. So when we did do it and you stopped it, it was like, all right, like, I don't want to make this no weirder because in the process of making it weirder, I might lose my girlfriend. So we'll just talk about this shit later. And when we talked about it later, it was a better experience. So, I mean, I think for 13 and 15, 14, 15, however old we was, I mean, I was
babies
pretty much. Little horn balls.
Should not have been fucking.
I don't know about all that, but and you probably shouldn't have, but
what if I would have got pregnant that first time?
I mean,
that'd been fucked up.
It would have, but it wouldn't have, because I mean,
get the fuck out of here, nigga.
I wouldn't have left you.
But I'm just saying, that would have been a mess.
It would have been fucked up, yeah, but I mean,
my mama.
You don't think about that shit when you young.
You don't. You just like
you don't.
Going for the thrill of it.
No, you see what you want and you go for it.
Okay. So I lost my virginity to you and then like I went home, I guess, to like cry. I don't remember what the fuck I did. I think I went home and wrote in my diary. I cried. I think I took a shower. I don't know. But then I came back over and everybody was still at your crib and you was on the couch putting on all these theatrics about, oh, my balls, they're blue.
So now you come back. So you had your moment. I had mine. So when you went home and showered and did all that stuff and had your girl moment, I had my guy moment. I had a problem done. I was blocked up. So it hurt it. Like, I never felt no pain like that. And I'm not a pain person. I don't got no tattoos. I just got a nose ring like 2 years ago. So, I'm not a pain person. When I felt that, them wasn't no theatrics. That was real pain. So
it looked like theatrics.
I don't cry, so it just hurt. Mm-hmm. If I could cry, I would. And then I wasn't gonna cry in front of you, so I mean, you wasn't gonna see no real pain. Like, see,
But you was doing the most. Like, people was over, the most. And you was whole, like, in a fetal position, rocking back and forth, like,
I wish I could give you my balls so you could see what they felt like. Like, it. Just imagine somebody squeezing your ovaries with some pliers.
Nigga, you mean, like, cramps that I have every month on my period?
I guess. Like,
you deal with it. You take some ibuprofen, keep it pushing. You putting on all of these theatrics, you know, winning an Academy Award. And everybody, like, looking at me, like, goody, what's really going on? Like, what's happening? And so, you looking at me, I'm looking at you, and we like, should we tell them that we fucking now? I don't know.
I'm about to say shit. I was just going to lay there in pain.
So, I mean, we said, like, okay, yeah, like, we had sex, but we didn't finish. And everybody was like, what? Which, to me, was surprising because I thought everybody knew.
I didn't say nothing.
Okay, but I thought everyone already knew that. Like,
I'm a very private person, and I don't say no. So, nobody knew. Nobody knew when we was in the basement. Nobody knew nothing. Even when you left, I didn't say nothing. I didn't speak. I didn't say nothing. I just laid there.
Okay. Well, now everybody knows now. After that, I feel like we spent the rest of the summer fucking.
It wasn't all fucking. We only fucked like 4 times, but pretty much.
I feel like it was a lot of... In my mind, I feel like we had sex a lot.
It's 4 times.
That's it?
6 altogether if you count our teenage years. But 4.
Oh, wait, you counting the time we was grown?
No. Teenage.
We fucked 4 times as a teenager?
Yeah, 2 times as exes.
We fucked twice as grown-ups?
Once as grown-ups.
Okay, I was about to say, I'm getting kind of confused now. Okay, so I feel like we had way more sex over that summer.
We had intense sex.
Was that the same summer your cousins jumped me?
No.
That was the next summer. Was that the next summer?
Different summer.
Okay, we jumping around.
Jumping the broom.
I'm trying to get the timeline in order, but I can't even remember. It's been so long. Okay, so lost my virginity. Then you said we fucked 4 times that summer. I feel like it was more times than that. But whatever. I mean, in my mind, this is...
As a kid, once a week was a lot of sex.
I mean, any sex is a lot of sex when you're 13 years old. Mm-hmm. Well, 14.
It was intense. It was us. So...
Okay. I remember, like, liking it, though, immediately. Like, being like, ooh, I like this.
You caught on very fast.
What does that mean?
I wasn't that experienced, but your level of experience caught mine very fast. Like, for you to adjust to positions, for you to adjust to motions, and, like, just for our bodies to be in sync the way they was at that young age, it felt like we was adults. Like, it was intense. Like, I still remember this shit to this day. Like, it's that intense. And it was crazy because it's like, I knew you was a virgin. Like I knew it. Like, it was like, wow. Like, where is this shit coming from? You probably like a sex prodigy or some shit. Because you caught on real fast. Real fast.
We didn't do oral sex, though, at all.
At all. We didn't play that shit.
But that was, young. I mean...
It was a different time.
Yeah,
then.
It was not. Because nowadays, not, I know kids fucking...
eating booties and... doing everything we wouldn't dream of doing back in the day, because I couldn't even think about putting a pussy in my mouth.
Yeah,
back
no. In the day,
like, oh my God, I would have died.
I mean, I don't suck dick now, but back then, I was definitely not.
I can't sit here and say I don't eat pussy, but I don't got the same face I would have had as a kid as I do now.
So, then we were broken up before the summer was over.
It was quick.
Ooh, like, I lost my virginity. We fucked, I guess, 4 or 5 times. And then before school started back, it was
emotions
over with.
Switch, like, fuck. We started arguing over stupid shit. I don't know what the fuck happened. It was just, I don't know what happened. Like, we just started arguing. And it was weird because we had nothing to argue about. Like, what do kids argue about? Like, what do kids argue about? Like, we didn't beef. Like, we didn't steal each other's snacks. We was fucking, so I didn't get it. Like, I
just walk into the store, buy me Laffy Taffys. I mean, I don't know.
It was more like, get out of summer school, mom's ain't home, cook lunch, and fuck type shit.
Right. You was in summer school?
That year I was.
I don't remember that. Dumbass, look at you.
I wasn't a dumbass, I was a badass.
Same difference.
I guess, give or take.
Okay. So we was arguing over stupid shit, which I don't remember. I don't remember, literally, this is what, in my mind, I just remember, like, milestones. So it was like, lost my virginity, broke up, his cousins jumped me. All the spaces in between.
That was a whole different summer.
Okay. So how do we break up? Do you remember?
Because I remember this one time we was all outside playing, doing normal neighborhood shit. Boys flirting with girls, girls flirting with boys. We wrestling, slamming each other, all that other shit. And I guess I had to hit something. Me being the obnoxious asshole I was as a kid, I probably went you or something. I remember you grabbing a water hose and trying to put it in the house. Like, trying to shoot the inside of the house with the water hose because whatever I did to you was it made you mad. And when you got mad, I was like,
inside of your house?
Yeah. My mom went out of town for a whole week. So, and then she was always at work. So, she was never home.
True.
So, you would come around and they'd be like, I just got a house to myself. So, that one particular time, I just did my chores, I remember. Cause I'm like, she better not. And I remember you grabbed the water hose because I was outside. I was playing with the water hose or doing something. And you grabbed it. It was still on. And you was about to throw it in the house because whatever I had did when we was playing had pissed you the fuck off. You was mad. Like, and I couldn't fix it. I couldn't do shit. And you was about to throw the water hose in the house and I had to grab it out. And then after that, emotions just switched. And I think we popped up with different boyfriends and girlfriends or some shit. I don't know what happened. I don't even remember how we broke up. I don't think we officially did. I think we just stopped talking.
Okay. I mean, I got to take your word for it because I don't recall any of what you're talking about.
I mean, we was kids.
I mean, true. We were children. But I'm just saying, I don't.
I remember it because it was so funny. Like, shit was crazy.
It sounds funny, but
man, look, back then, we all grew up in church. We all had serious parents when it came to that shit. So, I didn't play with virginities. Like, I didn't play with that shit. So, I kind of took you more serious than I would take a regular girlfriend. But it was weird because I would literally watch your emotions change. And it was like, I wonder, is it because we fucking? Like, as a kid, now you don't know this shit because you're a kid.
Right.
Like, y'all fucking, y'all exchanging body fluids and shit. Y'all intertwined and all together. Of course you're going to feel her emotions, but you don't know what they are. So.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I agree with you.
I mean, if you think about it, all young teenagers is young adults. So you got all these adult emotions and you don't know what they are.
Right.
Yet we playing in deep ass ocean in a tugboat. Fuck. When we ain't supposed to be.
At all. So okay.
All types of shit could have happened.
You're absolutely right. That shit could have went horribly.
It went the way it went. Yeah. I don't regret it. Like, it's one of my childhood memories that I tell my sons about if they ever ask.
How many kids you got now?
I have four.
Jesus Christ.
I'm fertile.
See, look, I could have been number one on your side.
It's not a bad thing.
Man, ain't nobody got time to have no fucking kids right now. The fuck? Well, I ain't gonna say ain't nobody. Me. I ain't got time. Fuck that. Child free. It's the way to be. Okay. All right.
Unfortunately for me, I got four. And if I didn't have four,
how many baby mamas you got?
Three.
Damn, nigga.
It was relationships.
Though. Oh, okay. I was about to say, your pull-out game is weak.
My pull-out game is A1.
Okay, well.
I would have, if my pull-out game wasn't A1, I'd probably have way more kids than that. Way more kids.
So you just be out here raw dogging?
No. No.
Okay, just double checking. I am an advocate for safe sex. I mean, I'm just asking, you know.
We personally never had sex without a condom. So
we have not.
I wouldn't worry about something like that.
Okay. I mean, I don't be having raw sex. That ain't my thing. Anyway, all right. So we broke up, even though neither one of us are very clear on how it happened. And I guess like a whole year went by where we didn't even.
School year.
Yeah. A whole school year went by. But we didn't talk or any like.
Well, we went to separate schools, so
true. But I mean, we lived around a corner from each other, so I saw you at like the corner store around the neighborhood.
We weird. I mean, if y'all don't,
you still friends with my brother?
It's choppy.
Okay, because I don't remember.
Your brother went to a different school too, so
right. We all went to different schools.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say we broke up. This was, we said 2002. So, like, by the end of July 2002, we was broken up. We had stopped talking.
I say August.
August. Well, before school started. So, yeah, August. And then fast forward to, like,
the blackout.
Was the... When, the blackout was in 2002 or 3?
I don't know. But whenever the blackout was... Then was it the same summer or was it the next summer?
I don't remember.
But
because the night of the blackout, our parents didn't let us out the house. So we was like stuck on a porch watching all y'all niggas run rampant through the neighborhood.
I just remember that the day of the blackout was the day I decided she was gonna get jumped. Like, I remember that. Like, I know it sounds fucked
up. So what happened? Because I don't remember, like, from what I remember about that day.
I think you had an attitude and my ego was hurt. You was going with somebody else at the time. And you had an attitude about something. And
did, like, I even speak to you or something?
Yeah, but you said some fly shit. Like, some old smart ass shit. Like, it was crazy. And I was like,
what did I say?
It was something to the tone of, who the fuck is you? Like, or like, just on some sneak diss shit, but it wasn't a sneak diss. It was just like a teenage fuck you.
Oh, but it, okay. Is it fair to say that that was just your perception and that wasn't reality?
That was both of us. We hadn't seen each other in a year. And
we have seen each other.
But we hadn't talked and we hadn't been that close. We couldn't avoid each other. We was right there.
Okay.
So, you there, I'm there, and you with your friends, I'm with my cousins, and it's weird because, like, thinking back on it now as an adult, I can look back at this time and be like, damn, y'all was just in my feelings. But at the time, I just remember just feeling dissed by you.
Was who, I don't even know who you talking about seeing somebody new. I don't know. Was this person with me?
I don't know. Like, it was said that that was your boyfriend. Even you said that that was your boyfriend.
So the person was there with us at this.
He was somewhere around. I don't know.
Oh. I'm really trying to figure.
Hey, I don't even remember. I know his face, but I don't remember the dude. Like, I don't remember his name. I know it wasn't such and such. So. I don't remember. But you had a boyfriend, and you was talking shit, and I ain't like it.
I'm really trying to think who the fuck
I don't know who it was, but I know you had a boyfriend.
Oh, he was a light-skinned nigga. I remember.
Okay, so okay. Whoever it was, you was talking shit, because I guess you was feeling yourself. And I came around, and I, at the time, was a little asshole. I've always been an asshole, so it was just one of them moments where we see each other, and it's like, hey, like,
okay,
but we hadn't talked, so it was very rude.
Okay,
and I couldn't say shit back. So you had to get jumped.
Okay, let us in on how you orchestrated me getting jumped.
It wasn't an orchestration. I just went back around the corner and told my cousin to beat your ass when you see her. Let her say something smart. Like, so just beat her up. So that's how it went. And my cousin was thirsty. And I thought about it. I'm like, man, you a cruel bastard. Like, why would you think of some shit like that for somebody who, even though y'all think whatever y'all think y'all kids, y'all ain't got no real problems for real. Like, that's sick. That's sick. Mm-hmm. But we was kids. So that's how we got there. I probably liked you more than I admitted. So it was like just being hurt. Like, and shit, you front on me, I front on you. It's just different. Mm-hmm. So I don't agree with none of this shit. I don't know if I will apologize. So I'm going to take this time to apologize for you for my ill behavior as a child. You know what I'm saying? Being on some bullshit. But it had to be done. My pride was hurt. Like, I was looking at you and I'm like, we used to fuck. Like, why are we like this? Like, what? She got to go.
Were you satisfied after I got jumped?
No, I wasn't.
Why not? You got what you wanted.
It was weird because after it happened, I wasn't satisfied. Like, it sufficed. Like, don't get me wrong, it sufficed. I was happy when it happened. Like, I thought I did something great, but I still wanted to talk to you. Now, how do I talk to you after I done got you jumped? See how this shit get all weird and shit as a teenager and you got all these emotions playing and shit you ain't supposed to be playing in. It's like you like somebody and you don't know how to say the shit. So instead of sending them flowers, you send them grenades and shit or a box of snakes. Like, it's just weird. I don't know how to describe it.
Okay. So I got jumped by your cousins and then I feel like we never saw each other again after that, almost.
You was in school and I was in school.
But I mean, like, we lived around the corner from each other. I feel like I literally never saw you again.
Started flourishing as a teenager. Like a full-fledged teenager. I would see you, but I wouldn't speak to you.
I don't remember ever seeing you. Not even at, like, our corner store.
I'm very elusive. I seen you. And I seen you starting to transform into a regular girl. You was like kind of gothic at first and kind of out there. But then you started morphing. I don't know what it was, but it was like you didn't stop. And I was still attracted to you. I wasn't about to talk to you because I just got you jumped. And it's weird because I don't know how to talk to you. So I stayed away. It's funny. Like, I think I talked to you on the bus. It's possible for us to run into each other, like, coming home from school. Mm-hmm. So I think one of them days is when I seen you, and that's the day I probably talked to you. We was older. And I probably just could not talk
to you. We must not have been that much older because my parents bought me a car, like, soon as I turned 16. So I wasn't on the bus very long.
I was on the bus. I seen you. You didn't see me. I seen you. So it wasn't.
So this had to be like a year or two later.
I had seen you prior to you getting the car. So
okay.
I got friends. They all talk. I seen old girl around the corner. You know, she looking all good and shit. You know, I want to talk to her.
Wait, your friends was telling you that I saw your ex-girlfriend. I want to talk to her now? Yeah. Niggas ain't shit.
I know. Do not disagree with that. Yeah, I used to hear it all the time.
How did that used to make you feel?
I was proud.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you don't want nobody that you got feelings for and that you like that to be looked at with such. You know what I'm saying? You want them to be admired. The fact that they wanted you, but I knew they weren't going to touch you, I ain't really true. My friends knew not to cross me like that. Like, now, they might do a lot of shit, but I might have to fuck you up over something like that. So that's How you gonna openly claim something that you know or somebody I used to fuck with? You can't do it. Like, I'm gonna beat your ass.
All right, so you said you saw me on the bus, and I don't remember this, so fill me in.
I was on the bus. I was coming home, and I saw you walking in just off the bus. I think you was coming from the store or some shit.
I didn't even know it was you at first. Like, I was just walking home. Like, I had my headphones on and shit, and I looked up. I said, damn, what the fuck? And it was you. Like, I was like, damn. Like, damn, like, shit, she looked good. But I got you jumped, so what I'm gonna say? Like, you got, went the other way. Like, I was like, damn, but I had seen you, and I was like, shit. So, I put it in my mind the next time I see you, just to be a little nicer, like, shit, because you look good as fuck. And I was like, god damn. I had to talk to her. So, I just became nicer. I don't know what it was. Like, I think it's just the fact that I just seen you evolving, and it's like, wow. Like, I'm still attracted to her.
Well, I don't recall after me getting jumped until the time when I was, let me see, I got jumped when I was, what, 15? 14? Right. Almost going, turning 15, maybe? I don't remember. So that was, what, 2003?
Yeah, I was in 11th grade. I was going through my own shit. So, like, we wouldn't have seen each other. I had all types of girlfriends, all types of shit that was going on at school and, like, other places. So, me having, like, me dealing with you wouldn't have been something in my cards because we just wouldn't have came across each other.
Okay, right. So, you had all of that going on outside of our little bullshit.
Right.
So from 2003 to 2013.
Pause. You skipping a part.
I am?
Yeah.
What part am I skipping?
You gotta go to either 2003 or 2004.
What happened in 2003 to 2004?
I had sex as a teenager. It's weird. Now, do you want me going into this story?
Yes, because I have no idea what you're talking about.
You have no idea what I'm talking about. Okay, so me and you became cool again. It was weird, but we became cool. We exchanged numbers. We started talking. And it wasn't like we was cool, like boyfriend and girlfriend cool, but cool like we got an attraction towards each other cool. So
2003, 2004?
Had to be around this time because I was...
Did I have my car yet?
I don't know. Like, we stayed around the corner. Our interactions didn't involve cars. Like, so it. All I remember is you gave me this rose. It was glass and it had perfume in it. And you wrote this poem. And it was like.
Why did I give you this?
Because we wanted to fuck each other. Like, all right, so the poem said, like, you've been on my mind and I want you to penetrate me one last time. Like, some shit like that. It was like some crazy shit. And I felt the same shit. So. Like, stop me if you don't remember this. Do you remember sneaking in my house, going in the basement, and, like, fucking in the basement? Like,
no.
Like, you don't remember that shit?
Literally, zero recollection.
All right, so, we have been cool.
No, press pause. How did we get cool again?
I told you I just seen you, and I told you the next time I see your ass, I'm going to be a little nicer.
Wait, you said that to me?
I didn't say that to you. I said that to me. I wouldn't
okay,
tell
so
you
when
that
was the too. Next time you saw me? How did we get... Like, I have no idea what you are talking about at
okay,
all.
Okay, so look. You go to the store, I go to the store. We got a store that's like...
Our neighborhood store, right.
Okay, so it's not that hard to see you. And I know where you at. So if I really wanted to see you, I could see you. Like, it's not that hard.
So, but we ran into each other at the store.
We ran into each other in the street. Like, I had seen you, like, on your street. And when I spoke. Like, I had spoke, but I didn't speak on no asshole shit. I learned.
You're just like, hello, goody.
No, I learned some shit. I was like, what's up? Like, I just, what's up? Hey. And he was like, hey. Like, it was, like, I don't know. Like, it, I just
was 15. Ooh, I was doing a lot.
I just wasn't no asshole. And it was cool. Like, it was receptive. I thought you was going to dog the shit out of me, but you didn't. And it was shocking. So, I got this letter. I got this rose. And I was
no, you moving too fast for me right now. Because me and the audience are both hanging on to every word because I don't remember.
You don't remember this shit?
No.
Oh my God. It was like, it had to be 2004 because I had not left yet. I went
okay,
to
it was 2004 then. I had a car, so no, I was out walking.
It wasn't 2004 because why would you drive to the store?
I love flossing in
I'm
my car.
I'm not saying you didn't, but this wasn't that. It okay. Was like, this wasn't that.
So you saw me, we spoke, we exchanged numbers again.
Yeah.
Did we have cell phones at this time?
Barely.
We both had phones.
Blue Nokia is prepaid, you know. We made it happen, house phones.
Okay.
You know, like, we jigged it.
Okay.
Number on a piece of paper, called me, you know. It wasn't that hard. It's just foreign nowadays. This shit sounds crazy.
Right.
House phone.
Okay. So we exchanged numbers, and then we got back cool.
Yeah, and it wasn't like no relationship cool. It was more like an attraction cool.
Okay.
Like, we couldn't really talk about it because we never really talked about you getting jumped. Like, we never talked about that shit. So I think our energy never changed. It's just we didn't know what to do with it. So it would be times when we would come around each other and it's like, it's either receptive or it's rejective. And this time it was receptive. So by being receptive, you have, like I said, you have wrote this poem. And it was like, I always think about you being on my mind. Like, and I want you to penetrate me one last time. And I remember having this shit. It's crazy because like a couple years ago, I had everything I ever had. Like from teenage years all the way up. But for some strange reason, I burnt it. Now, it's funny because I never thought I'd do an interview like this. And I had that box specifically for shit like this. And I burnt it. So it's like, damn, I still had that poem. It's funny, I might still have a piece of paper in the newspaper with your whole little poem shit upstairs right now.
Oh, when I was on the front page of the paper.
Yeah. Low key, I could say this shit now as a grown up. Low key, I was a fan. I ain't even gonna lie. Like I kept up with you. Like I just didn't see you. You know what I'm saying? I just asked questions. Like it. Always admired you for more than just that. Like, you was always creative. You was always into different shit. You always spoke your mind. You always was into, like, just shit that I would never touch. So, you was a fascinating person. So, I would keep up and be like, damn, like, so weird. I mean, even now, like, nowadays, it's easier to catch up with somebody because of social media. You tell your own story. So, even now, it's like, wow. Like, you be doing all this shit. It's like, wow. Like, that's a person you got a connection with is out here doing shit. And it's like, cool.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm just still stuck on this.
Kind of flustered.
Because you are like literally, I don't know if I repressed this memory or what. Because I'm literally like.
Okay.
I gave you a present. I wrote you a poem. I snuck into your house and then we fucked.
Yeah. That shit sound crazy, don't it?
I have literally no memory of this. Like, bruh. Because I have, like...
I remember all this shit.
So, what was that sex like? Because I have no idea. Why did I sneak into your... What, was it nighttime?
It was, like, evening. Like, 6 or 7.
Was your mom home?
Stepfather was home. He had no job. That's why you snuck in the house.
How long was I there?
Long enough to fuck. And long enough to get the fuck out. Like, it wasn't even... We was young. We was efficient and shit. You came
so
in.
So I came in. We just got the fuck
out. Came in straight through the back door. We was kissing all the way down the steps. We got on the table. We fucked. And I was like, after we fucked, we left. Like, it was weird as shit. I swear it's one of the most random sexual encounters I cannot forget. Like, I cannot forget this shit.
I mean, I have a lot of sex. But
I don't doubt that, but I remember this shit. Like, it's funny because people think because you have a lot of sex that you don't remember shit. Like, that, like, you don't remember important times, you don't remember important people. As a dude, you kind of remember all that shit. It's just, who do you talk to about this shit?
Fair. Okay. Well, we, as a collective, are just going to have to take number one's word on this one.
Man, look.
Because I don't remember.
I used to have footage, pictures, all that shit.
Not of me.
No, just the neighborhood, just times in general. Not you.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So lost my virginity to you. We fucked a couple times. Broke up. I got jumped. We got cool. We fucked again. This was, you said 2004-ish. So then it's from 2004 to 2013.
Now we can jump.
Okay. Now we're making the jump.
Now we can jump.
Okay. I missed a milestone there that I was not aware of. My bad. Now we can jump.
So, okay. Think about it like this. In 2013, when we met, had we not met in 2004, don't you think we'd have still had it? We never addressed the shit.
I don't think so.
You would.
Because when I saw you, it was more like, hey, it's been so, because even me thinking about seeing you then now, I didn't recall what you're talking about now.
Right.
So it wasn't any ill will. It was just like, hey, I lost my virginity to you.
It's enough time that the wind passed. Like certain people.
I mean, it's 10 years.
Past that then. Like it was 10 years then. And you can add what, 5+ since then?
Since right.
So that's a long time.
Okay, so let's fill in the audience. So we kicking it. I'm living in a different city, but I come to the hometown to kick it. I was in town for some event or whatever.
It was a Saturday night.
It was a Saturday. And for some reason, though, the city was live. Like, everybody was out. Like, motherfuckers walking in the street. Like,
it was a lot of people, but it wasn't live.
I was living, having a good time.
You was having a good time. But
it was live to me.
I'm from the city, so it wasn't.
Nigga, I am too.
It was my last night out, which is crazy because I was like, wow, I come out every night and the vibe of the city was just so, it was just so dead that I was about to go in the house. And that's crazy because you like that night was fun because you from out of town, you having fun, you ain't thinking about that.
But this is my hometown. It's
you
not.
Hadn't been here in a while, and everybody who leave and come back say that because you don't think about home and the ill will. I'm here, so it's like you see the normal people around and you feel the energy. I'm like, oh, I don't like this shit. What if I went to where you live? Then shit, it'd be the same shit.
I don't think so, but anyway, all right. I'm having a good time. I'm out with my girls. We having a good time. I'm hot to try. Got my ass out, my thighs out, my tits out. Got long ass weave in my hair. Having a good old time out on the town.
Right.
And then we just happened to like walk past each other. But then it was more of a like a look back. Like we had already passed each other. And then it was like a look back like.
I had very keen facial recognition. So I knew that was you. But the thing about it was I gonna speak because of who I was with.
And you was with your girlfriend, right?
My ex.
Oh. Were y'all exes at that time?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
We was all out. We was kicking it. I seen you. And I ain't know if I was gonna speak because you was with your girls. And I'm with my number one. But I'm like, that's rude if you don't speak because you kind of hurt number one. And it's like, y'all weird if y'all don't talk. Like, you ain't seen this girl in years. Say something. Like, even if you just say hi, you ain't on no bullshit.
Right.
I just didn't want my ex to trip.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it was like, all right, I'm going to speak. And I probably should have went with my first mind because that was a weird-ass interaction. Like, you remember that interaction?
It was weird.
It ain't weird to us, but it might be weird to somebody else who's seen that shit.
I mean, my girls I was with was just like, who was that? Like, what was that about? But it was, like, I don't think it was weird because, okay, we walked past each other, we did a double take, we turned around, and we walked back towards each other, and we was, like, almost basically making out. Because I was, like, rubbing in your beard, like, yeah, ooh, I want my virginity to you.
Yeah.
And we, like, hugged up, and we it was just, like, a
shit. Somebody had to break that shit up. It was like a movie. Like, because I had seen you, and I'm like, damn. Like you said, you had your ass and thighs and titties out. And I'm like, shit, that's a grown-ass woman. What's up? How you doing? I remember you. I remember you. My body, everything about me remember you. So what's up? How you doing? Like, and my ex picked up on that shit. And I ain't want the static. So I didn't say shit, but I could not say shit. And that's why I say it's weird to somebody who would have seen it. Because how do you just walk up to somebody you ain't seen and just damn near about to just jump on their ass?
Yeah, it was a very sexy interaction.
Very, very. It almost got beat up.
But then we exchanged numbers, like, right? Oh, yes, then. We exchanged numbers.
Oh, yeah. No, we ain't even exchanged numbers. That'd have been too rude.
It's like, I'll catch you on Facebook.
That's what it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
My number one was so rude that it's just,
I don't even remember her even being a part of this interaction at all.
She was the one that split it up.
She was?
Yeah.
That's the only reason
we didn't kiss.
Don't remember that at all.
You don't remember shit.
I have a selective memory. You're a
weed smoker. Me or you?
I haven't smoked weed in years.
Shit, I can't tell. Because you don't remember shit. Maybe you need to smoke some weed. It'll jog your memory.
Last time I smoked the weed made me throw up. I'm good.
No, don't smoke the weed. I don't smoke the
weed. Okay, wait. She the one that broke it up?
Yeah.
What did she say to
me? She didn't say shit. She grabbed me because we was about to kiss.
Oh, she just grabbed you and walked away?
She grabbed me. She's like, oh, hell no. You ain't about to do this shit in my... Just snatch my ass. No, I was like...
Oh, so she didn't say anything to me?
She didn't say anything
either. Okay. Are you...
Like, I don't remember. Look you got right now, like...
Well, what? This look is a look of confusion, because I do not recall... Oh, my goodness. That sound like somebody on the stand. I do not recall. I really don't.
Anytime I take somebody's virginity, like I said, I take that shit seriously.
How many virginities have you taken?
Yours was the second I ever took. Fourth ever.
I only took four.
I've only taken one.
One?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, most dudes don't be virgins, though.
He was a virgin?
That's weird. That's not. Probably turned his ass out then.
I don't think so. I mean, we had sex that one. We only had sex that one time, then we never had sex again.
Did you pay me?
No, I did not pay me. This was I was like 17. This was years ago. You okay?
That's funny. But I mean, we got real high energy. Like, energy don't lie. Like, it never do. So, it's weird when you come across somebody that you have high energy with, because it's always going to be there. If you don't know what it is, and you don't recognize it, it could overcome you, or you could just pass out on some shit. But me and you got a different connection. It's like, it's weird. It's like, I guess it's some number one shit. I don't know. Like, I can't describe this shit. But it's weird as fuck. I like it.
All right, so... Your ex breaks up our interaction. You find me on Facebook. But in my mind, the way I remember was like, we met up for drinks like the very next day.
It wasn't the next day. It was like a month later.
Really? Wow, yeah. My memory is shit.
It was like a month later.
Are you sure? I feel like it was literally like the next day because I was still in town.
No, it was like, you like came back in town for something.
Okay.
It was like it was a weird night, like a Thursday / Friday or some shit.
Wow, I really thought like I saw you and then literally the next day we met up for drinks. I do not.
It's a couple months. It was like a month and a half later.
I am not a reliable witness.
I'm going to jail. I'm going to jail.
Okay.
We met up.
We met up for some drinks.
I ended up jumping in the car with you.
Yeah, right now I'm taking a long journey to my apartment.
Yeah.
And how was that when we met up and we came back to my place?
We were adults.
We were adults.
Yeah, we were adults. I say that because when we talked at the bar, it wasn't about, like...
The past.
Yeah, we were adults. And it was good to see you. And it was just like two people just having good energy with each other, just being happy to see each other. And it was a weird time because I was going through crazy shit. And I was happy to see you. And you was like, you want to come home with me? I was like, yeah. Like, shit. I usually don't say that shit. I left my car and everything. Usually I drive behind. Like, I ain't not a one-night stand person. But if I usually make precautions if I'm going to do some shit like this with you. I ain't give a fuck about shit. I just jump in the car and just left.
Mm-hmm.
So, we get to your house. It was good reconnecting with you. Like it was different because we were adults. I had thought back on just prior energies and what that would translate into today, and it was a beautiful experience. Like it was refreshing. Like it was good to see you. It was a good time. It was hell shit. If I wasn't so fucked up, I probably would have tried to cuff you, but you ain't need them demons. So it was like shit. Like damn, that's a good ass woman. Like shit, that was cool. And that was the last time I saw you.
Yeah, and that was 2013.
Yep, and now you're here. So
and we got 2019.
Yeah, that's like Lord 6 years. Here.
Yeah, ooh, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
One takeaway I have from our experience back at my apartment in 2013. We touched on it earlier, like we never did the oral sex thing, right?
Right.
But you were pretty adamant about performing cunnilingus. And you was like, it's been a very long time and I need to have a conversation with her. And I was just like,
Well, you...
Okay. And I just lay back.
Let's just say I went on a journey of discovery.
Yeah, y'all was...
my teens.
Politicking.
To my adult life. And, like, her being one of the very first...
Mm-hmm.
Entities I interacted with, she needed an upgrade. So we had to speak.
She needed an upgrade.
Yeah. I had to speak to her in a different language than she used to. From me, personally.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I don't know how else to describe that shit. We gonna get into a whole nother conversation like that. Some people like to knit. Some people like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
shut the fuck up.
It's a whole different conversation. So, yeah.
I mean,
did you enjoy it?
I did. What? I mean, again, we were adults. And it was a good experience.
I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah. I mean, we got to finish. Unlike our first time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Spectacular.
It was good. Do you remember if I tasted good?
Yeah, I remember. Did you want to know?
Yeah. We all want to know.
You all want to know?
We all want to know.
Cinnamon twist.
Cinnamon twist?
You ever been to Taco Bell and had a bag of cinnamon twist hot out the grease with the cinnamon and sugar on it? Cinnamon twist. Why are you sitting here looking so shocked? Cinnamon twist. Flavors need association.
I've never been told that I taste like cinnamon twist.
Cinnamon twists are iconic. So.
That's very funny.
Cinnamon twist.
I mean, I've gotten a lot of different.
You got a bad review?
No.
I haven't either.
Unless somebody lied to me.
I don't think nobody lied to you.
I will hope not.
I will hope not. You was flushed.
I mean, as. Cinnamon twist, that is very, very peculiar and very specific. We had that last experience 5 years ago.
Right.
And here we are, cordial. Am I saying that right? Cordial. I feel like I have too many R's in there. Cordial. Here we are. Cordial.
Cool.
Friends with a history.
Right. Beautiful. It's nice.
Yeah.
I don't regret it.
I mean, I don't regret losing my virginity. I don't regret losing my virginity to you. I mean, I guess my pussy was good from the beginning because I got jumped over it.
Yeah, you did. You did. I ain't even gonna lie. You did. Oh, I was hurt. I was hurt.
After a year, the whole year went hurt.
Hey, it didn't matter. I had plans for that shit. Like, and it was all fucked up. Like, I was hurt. And then you cuffed off on some fly shit. I was like, she gotta catch it.
Well, we've come a long way.
Very long way.
2002 to 2019.
That's a jail sentence.
Jesus Christ. Murdered.
It's a long time.
That's a very long time. I want to thank you for coming on Intercourse Interviews.
It's been a pleasure.
This has been fun. It's kind of like catching up and rehashing all at once.
I must admit, when you came with this, I was like, it's something I got to do.
I'm very grateful that you agreed.
I gotta do it.
I'm really happy we had this conversation.
I'm glad we had it too.
Jog my memory a bunch. Again, this was a lot of fun. Thank you for...
I've had a wonderful time.
Joining me today.
It was wonderful. Wow. Spectacular.
Okay. Well, guys, you heard it here. My number one, how I lost my virginity. All right. Well, we are done here, you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
This has been another episode of Intercourse Interviews, and I will catch you guys next episode.
Goodbye.
Bye.